Hello and good morning. It's 9:13 a.m. Ugh. And guess what, Ben?
We are not alone in the studio. That was slurred.
Boo.
We are not alone in the studio.
Yeah, Ben's
here with
drunk.
Kristen from Exchange Christchurch. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Morning, everybody.
How are you feeling on this Labor Day?
Labor Day. Oh, man. Is it Labor Day? Is it not Sunday anymore?
Right.
They've all blended together for you.
Yeah. I'm great. I hope everyone out there is doing good, too. Big props up to the people who held it down over the weekend and the venues put on a show last night as a way of celebrating Labor Day. I know that Glasshouse did their last thing, kind of the big Sunday thing last night. They rocked it. Kudos to Greg on the decks. That was so much fun.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be sore. It was super good. And Flux, they threw in the techno at, I don't know, midnight or one, and it just brought the energy up. And yeah, so
Sick. Love
exploring this town.
Hell yeah.
On the weekends.
That's awesome.
On weekends, good times.
So definitely.
I hope everyone else had a good time out there too.
For sure.
Good morning, by the way, everyone.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
To the people that are out there.
Yeah.
There'll be some people that are just like, you know what? I may not have work today, but I'm going to wake up anyway to listen to Josh and Ben.
And they're correct in doing that.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I personally only do this segment just so I can just see your beautiful faces.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
In addition to your voice, it's just like, it completes the experience.
Yeah, we're tempted
this
to go video.
This is an immersive art experience, everyone.
All
of Christchurch just rolled their eyes.
Yeah.
I love it.
We've been tempted to do video, but it would just kind of be too much, you know?
Get your own Patreon.
Exactly. Like, we need an OnlyFans for that kind of stuff.
So audience isn't ready for our power.
We haven't done it.
Oh, yeah. Ready.
Yeah, not ready. No way.
They hopefully are ready for
a
lineup of fantastic events coming up.
Now I need to talk and make sense of things. No, I'm kidding. Cool. Yeah, this week is pretty cool. And I'm going to share a little bit of what's coming up this week, which will be easy, and then share something really big that we're working on. Which is just going to be super exciting. So the first thing is the night market coming up on Wednesday. Partly, we're not big on the market side of things. There's some really awesome markets that are popping up around town. Green Lane Markets is one of the newer ones that I'm personally just like really fond to see. And I think it's a mix of my love, as you know, of big old warehouse spaces being used for cool shit.
Yes. Totally.
And I'm just like, they just sent it super hard and super proud to see how many different people they're bringing together at their market. So what we're doing on Wednesday night is meant to be a little bit different. We're kind of going into festival season. I think that there's also summer, Christmas party evening things.
Totally.
So I'm kind of trying to draw all the people who make the weird shit out.
Mm.
And
nice.
Wednesday night, that will be a first attempt at that. And just for fun, doing a market at night is always pretty fun. We have music and obviously the bar, so a bit of a different environment to your usual market thing. That goes from 7 to 11, so if you're bored on Wednesday, hit us up.
Nice.
Some of the crew, I think, from Europe Party, I can't pull up the names, but they're coming around for a drum session on Thursday. And then the big thing on Saturday is going to be, which I guess everyone's working on their Halloween stuff if they haven't already.
Let me skip
Friday. Dr. Sketchy's is a long time running kind of burlesque meets life drawing event, which is pretty
fun.
More details for that on the Facebook. I could really talk about these events for ages. It's embarrassing. I just
That's
get
fine.
So amped at how whatever these things are.
That's good. That's what we like to hear.
And then Saturday is the big one. Exchange presents The Underworld.
Mm.
So for anyone who's been tuning in ever, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how cool would it be if more like people made weird stuff for an event that followed a theme and a storyline and all of that? We're coming back strong with that on Saturday night, starting at 9 p.m. and it will go well into the evening.
Nice.
And we are basically converting the entire venue into the underworld, so that might be a mix of like hell and your vampire lair kind of things.
All of those good things.
Yeah, and the crew that run the bar are, I just like stop asking questions so I can just walk in and be amazed. They've constantly impressed. So pretty stoked to see what they pull off for Saturday night. If anyone doesn't have plans, and if you do, just cancel them and come anyways.
Just go.
It's gonna be such a better option.
Yeah. No other plans are as good.
No one else has Halloween plans, right?
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, and this, we didn't really want to say like it's a Halloween party. We kind of like the idea of just picking a theme and rolling with it. But obviously come dressed up and enjoy the music. We've got a whole good lineup and a few different kind of things that'll be happening, performances that'll be happening kind of scattered around the venue throughout the night, which is going to be super duper fun.
Nice.
Yes. So the one big thing that I was really stoked to get finally out into the airwaves is something we're working on at the end of next month. Mm. So everyone mark your calendar now. It's a month away, 1 month, 1 day, on the 27th.
So marking my calendar.
Loud keyboard clicks. Thank you, guys.
Marking my calendar.
The event is called Massive Art Party, MAP. We pull this idea out of thin air of how much we like to have our artists get together and do stuff. But really, it came out of a moment where last year there was a festival in Christchurch called Tiny Fest, hosted by MAP, and it brought, I think, like 40 contemporary dancers, or actually 45 contemporary dancers, 14 hours of continuous performance.
Wow.
Like, just so such an incredible body of work, you know, to be coming to the city, and the number of you know, artists that it supported through that. And it lasted the whole weekend. It was happened at COCA. It unfortunately didn't get funding this year.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, aside from being, you know, MAP or Movement Art Practice that hosted that event, that obviously shook things up. And
definitely,
that obviously trickles down to the artists that it supported. So that kind of, you know, kind of causes us to think, well, how do we respond as MAP or as Exchange, you know, kind of these in between sometimes between the artists and the funding.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, like, what was the huge success of Tiny Fest? You know, what was its success, would you say? And it was the artists got together, they created, had, you know, they knew that they had support to create a new body of work, get together with other artists to perform it, and then celebrate it, you know, have an after party and really celebrate coming together and creating something
definitely
new in the city. And you know how much we love to celebrate new.
Definitely.
So I just said, okay, well, if we can't do that in the festival context, then let's just have the after party, get those artists together to bring something new to the table. Still, like, we're not giving up on them just because of, you know, this
funding
situation.
Yeah.
And then people can pay to come and see what it is that these people, amazing people in our community, have created, and that money will become the fund.
Yeah.
So, nice. One of the things I've always found kind of difficult with, like, arts fundraisers is they tend to be fairly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that continues to perpetuate this idea that art is inaccessible, that it's only for a certain kind of you know, group or a clique, something like that.
Yeah.
And what I really see is so many artists that are capable of offering so much, and really we just need the right kind of moment to introduce something different, and it's really felt like it. So we're throwing this event. It'll start at 6 and go well into the night, and it'll kind of alternate between music acts that we have lined up. We have 5 music acts.
Nice.
Kudos to the Void Walker and Void Sound. Joss is just an engine of pulling amazing talent around music together. We'll have some pretty big names, which we'll be announcing over the next couple weeks.
Ooh.
And those will kind of alternate between performances scattered around. It's in a secret location.
Okay.
Love so that. The tickets go live this afternoon. You can hop on the Exchange's website, and it'll be the kind of the banner image to say, you know, Exchange is responding to artists who didn't get funding.
Yeah.
This is how you can show your support. You can either buy a ticket for $30 to come to the event on the 27th, which is a Friday night, November 27th, or there's just a donation button. So if you're anywhere and you can't make it, but you actually believe in what we're trying to do,
you can still support.
Yeah. Awesome. And every little bit counts. Yeah. So pretty stoked for that. I'll be sharing more about that over the next few weeks, but just planting that seed now. Obviously, anybody who has questions or wants to be involved, please let me know. The big thing is for us also to find sponsors. Exchange has been going for 6 years without needing funding or needing sponsorship or support.
Yeah.
Aside from the bit of crowdfunding that we've done to hold ourselves up. So this is kind of new territory to us.
Yeah.
But we do know that there's a ton of corporates and amazing small businesses out there that always back the arts and really show up in some big ways. So
definitely,
we're reaching out to them if they want to support something like this, to get in touch.
Hell yeah. Fantastic. If you're out there with money, you know where to put it.
Wow. I'm going to let you do all my talking for me. I'm like, here I am like, oh, we're going to do this amazing thing. And you're just like, yo, if you've got money, put it into the arts, and this is now how you can. Congratulations. We've done it.
Yes. There you go.
Hello.
Look at that. You
Monday
just
mornings.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Dang.
Oh, great.
Man, what a team. What a team. Yes. Love it.
As usual.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in. You can get your tickets this afternoon for that event coming up, as well as everything else on the Exchange Christchurch website.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
That's sweet.